Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The persistent refusal to do something about an issue that troubles you is what gives birth to chronic worry. Worry, however, is a choice, a bad decision which can be overcome. Interested in breaking the worry habit? Then follow these practical guidelines that can help you turn worry into simple trust. Guideline number one, acknowledge that worry for you has become a problem. If such an organization as Worriers Anonymous should ever be established, those who attend would have to introduce themselves by saying something like, "My name is John Doe, and I'm a worrier." Admitting that worry has become chronic is the first step towards a long-term solution to the problem. You may think, "Hey, I can handle my problem. Sure, I do a little bit of worrying, everybody does, but I don't need help." Though a lot of people can't handle their problems, they are the ones who beat a path to the doors of psychiatrists and counselors. Perhaps you are one of those rugged individuals who can struggle through it. But on the other hand, ask yourself, how wise is it to carry the burden of worry when God says there is a solution by entrusting that concern to Him? The first step is to acknowledge that He Himself bore our sins, including our worries on that tree. So guideline number two, ask God in faith to deal with your problem. Do you remember Paul's advice? Don't worry about anything, pray about everything. Today we seem to do the reverse. We worry about almost everything, pray about practically nothing. God's psychiatry begins with trust. So ask Him to deal specifically with a problem that keeps you turning and tossing. Ask Him to undertake for you and to remove that nagging thought about what if or if only. Guideline 3. Begin acting in obedience to what God says in His Word about your worry. So what does the Bible say about worries? It says they are to be cast upon a Savior who cares. Peter wrote, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." What beautiful words for a world filled with cutthroat competition, a cruel world, one that is cold and friendless. Psalm 55:22 has similar words of advice. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. Guideline number four, commit to Him what He alone can do. To put God's psychiatry into action requires something fundamental, something very difficult. It requires commitment, whereby you come to the place where you say, "I refuse to worry about this. I'm going to turn it over to the Lord and let Him deal with it." So very many of the issues that keep us awake nights, tossing and turning, are things which only God can do, you can't. But it's our nature to fix things, and when we can't, we worry. Guideline number five, make the decision to refuse to worry about that problem. Once you have finally committed your worry to the Lord, you've got to make the decision that you're going to leave the problem there and not pick it up the next morning where you left it in the middle of the night before. You must refuse to worry, and you can. You can say, "Lord, I turn this over to You. You work it out without my help. I'm not going to stay awake." Then turn off the light and say, "Good night, Lord. You take the night shift. No sense in both of us staying awake." And have a good night's sleep.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.